Torahway, Northwest London, the second day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Sunday the 9th of April, Yud Ches Nissen, Rav David San Shlita, on a Pesach theme. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by the Nishmas Rav Yaakov Ben Rav Naftali Kaufman, the late Mr. Richard Kaufman, Zichron Levrocha.
We're spoiled for choice to speak about on Pesach. On a sheer subjects one can talk about. There's one subject which I don't recall hearing much about, but which is not common to Afghan, not Pesach, it's common to all Yom Tov, the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. It's Aliyah L'Regel, so maybe let's be misbinding a bit in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So the Gemara says, remember it was mentioned already in Shir Hashirim, we said yesterday Shir Hashirim, Ma'yofu Palmayich bin Olim Bas Nadiv. And the Gemara in Chagiga Dashans, Dorash Rava, my dichsev, my yofu, pomayach bin olim basnadiv, how beautiful are your footsteps. Come on, noin ragleim shall Yisrael, b'shosh oilin the regel. How beautiful are the footsteps of Kleisar when they go up to Yishlaim for Yontov, basnadiv, bitter shall Avram, avinu shenikro nadiv, shenema nadive abim nesafu, amaleke Avram, eleke Avram, buleke Isaac for Yaakov. The Maila of Klal Yisrael, they go to Rishalayim, is because they're children of Avraham Avinu. It's a difficult Gemara. It's beautiful, the footsteps of Klal Yisrael when they oil a regel. Well, because they're going to do a mitzvah. When they go to Daven and they go to learn and they go to do any mitzvah, it's beautiful to see people going. I mean, Ataka was once in Rishalayim for Yontov. And we went Matzah Shabbos to the Kaisel, and lots of people from out of town came to the Kaisel, and you could see it because they couldn't be on Yontov. And the droves of people going through the Reva Yehudi Drive, it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see people doing any mitzvah. What's the significance of the Mayofu Pomayach Binolim Bas Nadiv? They're going to be Oyle Regel. And secondly, what's it going to do with Avraham Avinu? Bas Nadiv, Eleke Avraham. It's the Maila of Klal Yisrael comes from Avraham who's Tchila Legerim. That's what we need to understand. In Be'emes, the Pasuk says, the Pasha of Bilam, it's not Pasha of Balak now, but we in order to understand that for the Bissel Mizbein Zayin in the Pasha of Bilam. The Pasha Bilam, with the donkey, with the three times, and the first time, the second time, the third time, and the third time, there was no room for the Malach obstructed the donkey and sat down, and the donkey sat down, and Bilam didn't see, and Vayiftach Hashem es pia osoim, and what did he say? He said, Lomazeh kison zeh shalosh regolim. Shalosh regalim says Rashi. Shalosh regalim atabah lakir umah hachigeges gimel regalim. You're coming to a tribe, uproot a nation who celebrate the gimel regalim. What's it got to do with the gimel regalim? I mean, if you want to see the mile of Klal Yisrael, you can say that they keep Shabbos, the moth and nefesh for Shabbos, and they moth and nefesh for gimel aveira, whatever. Cook the mitzvah of gimel regalim, and these words are not random words. Chazal say we know the Pia also was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. And these words were the words of the Rebbeinu Shem put into the Osir's mouth. This is the Maila of Klal Yisrael. The Choyge Gimel Regalim. What is this mitzvah? What is the Maila of this mitzvah? The Choyge Gimel Regalim. That's what we need to understand. So, to understand, we need to look further into the Pasha of Bilam. So, Balak calls Bilam. He wants him to curse Klal Yisrael. Bilam is delighted. Bilam says, yeah, he can't go. He has to ask for Chus of Rebbeinu Shleim. Rebbeinu Shleim says to him, Vayovay Elikim El Bilam Ayim Emiyo Anoshim Eile Imach. So Rebbeinu says, no, he said, you can't go. And he sends them away. The next ones come. In the end, Rebbeinu Shleim says, Im Likroi Lecha Bo Anoshim Kum Leich Itom. If you think you're going to gain out of it, because sometimes you can go. You'll be able to say what I tell you. Okay, so off he goes and he's off. So then the malach comes the first time, the donkey goes to the side, the malach comes the second time, he squashes his leg against the wall, and the third time there's no room to go, and he stops down, sits down. So and Bilam hit him each time. Then the Malach says to Bilam, "Vayemel of Malach Hashem al mo hikises achin asrin zeh shalosh regalim." Hine onechi yotzasi. It's I'm in the way. That's why. He says Vatirani also, and the awesome could see me. Vatek of Zeshalish Golim. So he gamba ki atzal gam oischa harakti. You deserve to be killed. Oischa harakti, because the Rashi says that the donkey had to be killed. There shouldn't be a bezoyin for Bilam to Zusha Silikas Bilam. But you deserve to be killed before what you've done. What's the pshat? You deserve to be killed. So he didn't see. What do you want from the fellow? He didn't see the malach. The donkey saw the malach. So he hit the buggy. What are you supposed to do? If your car gives up, your donkey gives up, you give him a wallop for shneitzach. So you say you chayev for tzabal echav hitting your donkey. You chayev nisa. What's he saying? What's the pshat? That's it. So when Bilam actually went, so Hashem told him first he can't go. Then he nagged a bit, and the second time, and then Moshe said you can go. Vayicha afalekim ki hoylechu. Hashem was angry. Why was he angry? He told him he can go. Says Rashi, Ra shadova ra be'enei amokim v'nis'ava leilich. He saw Hashem didn't really want. So he nagged, and then the mother said, okay, you can go. Okay, you can go. Like a child nags. And then the mother gives him, okay. But he didn't really want, but Hapnishkin Breira. So the Bosh, yeah, Breira, Abba Al-Kapodim. Ra shadova ra be'enei amokim v'nis'ava leilich. And that's why Vayicha af Hashem ki hoylechu. Either Moshe told him you can go. So what does it mean? Moshe didn't want him to go, being told him he can go. No, the pshat zazoy. Chazal tell us, Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Barbasa Daf Yud, Klal Yisrael called bonim, and they called avodim, so children and servants. Bizman shem oisim retzoyne shemokim, they're called bonim. Bizman she'ein oisim retzoyne shemokim, they're called avodim. So the Weltrecht Akasha, so Bizman she'ein retzoyne shemokim, they're called bonim, can understand. They're called avodim. They're not avodim. They're not ain't oifin shel mokim. What does it mean? Ain't oifin shel mokim. They're called avodim. Well, the pshat is, so the Velt says pshat. Pshat says like, the nafkamina between a ben and an eved is if the master tells the eved make me a coffee, he make him a coffee. If he doesn't ask him to make him a coffee, he won't make him a coffee. He's not looking. He'll do what he's told. Hadavai does what he's told. A child who loves his father, loves his parents, if he knows his father wants a coffee, he won't wait to be asked. He'll just do it. The pshat hazei, bizman shatam oifim ritzoyin lo yishalmok. Tzivuyim, the eved does as well. Otherwise, he's not an eved. He does what he's told. But the eved doesn't look to fulfill, to give nachas to the father, to the master, to oisim ritzoyna shalmokim. A ben is oisim ritzoyna shalmokim. He looks to fulfill the rotzer of the ben shalom. An eved is ein oisim ritzoyna shalmokim. He'll do what he's told. He'll do what he's told. Nothing more. He won't do ritzoyna shalmokim. So Bela, the Bilam, the Bosham told him, you can't go. You can't go. Then again, he pagans, he nags, and he nags. Moshe, okay, you can go. You can whatever I tell you. You can't do more than I put in your mouth. In other words, Bilam can see that Rabbi Shem doesn't want. He didn't specifically forbid him because the person's got bechira. He's got bechira. So look, you want to go, you can go, but I don't want. It's like saying, I don't want you to go. If you want to go, you can go, but I don't want you to go. That's the message which the Boshim is giving, and that's what the Malach came to obstruct. The Rashi says the Malach Hashem was the Malach Shel Rachmin. Not a Malach Shel Din. He wasn't coming to kill Bilam or to harm him. He was coming to prompt him, to jog his mind, to remind him that it's not what Rebosham wants. It's just not working. You can see it's not. Rebosham doesn't want you to go. You know he doesn't want you to go. And then you're breaking down. The donkey's breaking down every so often. You see it's not working. So get the message. Get the message. Malach Shel Rachmin. That was a Malach Hashem. But Bilam perseveres. He's going. And he wallops the donkey. He doesn't get the message. So gam oischa harakti v'oischa, therefore you chayv misa. That's why he's chayv misa. Chayv misa because the Boshim is, that's vayicha af Hashem. He sees that the Boshim does not want, and he's ein oisim retzoyna shalmokim. He's going against the rots of the Boshim. So that's why the Malach said, you chayv misa. And be'emes, this is a yisod, which the Bochanan in Kevitz Ha'aretz, Kevitz Shurim Chedi Beis, is marichon, legaba all drabonon, dinim drabonon. Dinim drabonon, shaitish in the Torah, obits the drabonon. And he's got a whole arichas, just to quote one Rambam. He brings the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam talks about muktzah. Why is mukta asa? Asru chachomim letaltel mikzas dvarim b'shabbos kederech she'oseh b'chol. You can't handle objects on Shabbos the way you handle them on weekdays. Umipnei ma nogu be'isazeh. Why did Chazal make such? Where did they get the idea from to make such an isa? Omru. Ma'im his hiru neviim b'tzivu shiloya hiluchach b'shabbos ki hiluchach b'chayil. You don't walk on Shabbos the same way as you walk on weekdays, and you don't talk on Shabbos the same way you talk on weekdays. Mim tzechefzcha da bedava v'lo yisichas haShabbos ki chzachol shenem da bedava kal v'chayim. The you see the rotzen of the Bereshit is that you should feel and act differently on Shabbos. Not talking about melachas now. Talking about you should just the whole hadhaga of a person should be different on Shabbos. Shabbos shouldn't be like a weekday. Because if he just acts the same way on weekdays, then he'll forget the Shabbos. He'll start being lagbia, lasak and kelim, bepin lepine. He'll start doing all sorts of things which you're not allowed to do. And therefore, the Torah Bereshit wanted that the Shabbos should be completely different. It's completely different, and therefore you won't get involved in weekday things, things which are also. Because he says, start moving things, mending things, because Shari bottle, because he's at home, he should make it, he's sitting at home. If he doesn't make a havdalah difference in how he behaves on Shabbos, he'll start getting involved. He's looking around the house, what needs to be done. V'yivakish dover she'is asik boy. You know, he didn't have anything to read, vice versa. He wasn't learning, he didn't look for things to do. V'nipsa shalei shavas. U'botla tam shenema b'teira leman yonuach. And the shenema leman yonuach ato v'amoscha v'hageh, I think the Pasuk says, leman yonuach. So the B'chon Asakasha, he says, the Rambam says, the makir of all these leman yonuach. But he says, leman yonuach is only an issa asei on doing a melacha. If someone is metatl mukta, it's not over an assay of leman yonuach. Mukta is only a drabanon. So the Rambam gives a reason, the reason why you should make all these dips, because leman yonuach. So Zokhtar Bochanan, he says, what the Rambam is saying is, leman yonuach, the Torah is megalad, the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shem is, Shabbos should be leman yonuach. Therefore, Chazal are sort of codifying the rots of the Bereshit. The Bereshit didn't give an Issa, it was Ritzayne, that Leman Yonuach. The Chazal said, in order to put that into practice, they asked Mukta, the Mukta is also. So you see also the same idea, there's the Tzivay of the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and then the rots of the Rebbeinu Shleilim. And sometimes when the Bereshit have the rots, the Chazal codified it, made it into an Issa, Nisa Drabbana. So that was Bilam, was somebody who was only interested in, let's call it the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. The Bereshit says, Bem Sol B'chon Taka says, the Pasuk says, Bilam said, Le'yuchal laver es pi Hashem. I can't go against the express wishes of the Bereshit says, no, no is no. Okay, that's an Eved. But what?
Beginning.
Lechatchila, he said, yeah. So now you mentioned it. So Rashi says, Loiselechimoim. So Bilam says, Imkin Akalim Mkaimi. I'll stay here. Because you didn't say I can't go. He said, I can't go. What do you think the Bereshit met? We said, don't go. What do you think? Don't go. Curse them at home. So he said, oh, Loisoyer. So, oh, if so, Avarachim. Loisoyer. Gamki Baruchu. Means Bilam is the letter of the law. He's got that much Shem Eved, so to speak. I won't go against the word of Hashem, but Bereshit is Megali doesn't want that's not Bilam. This is Bilam. Bilam is Eina Oitha Ritzayna Shel Mokim. He's Mekayim the Tzivir of the Bereshit Shalom, but Oitha Ritzayna Shel Mokim. Fine. So let's come now to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Should we look back at the Kriyas Torah for yesterday? Shait l'yachmeit ishet artzecha. Bemus, the Yerah calls a churcha, all the men have to go, the ladies can go as well. If they want Pesach, they have to go for Korban Pesach. But for other Yom Tov, Yerah calls a churcha, all the men have to go, and up to Yerushalayim. Is that place, it would be the prime time for anyone, any hostile people around, to make a land grab. Everyone's gone, all the men are gone, the place is left open. Is it the Bereshit proms of the Yachmer Nishad Artsacha? It's the Seder, the Yachmer Nishad Artsacha. Nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to get taken. The Yachmer Nishad Artsacha. The Gemara says, the Psochim, Misha Ein Loi Karka, is not Mokhoi to be Oile Regel. Because the side of the mitzvah is to demonstrate by acting in such a way that the Klaifel show they've got a complete Emunah B'tochen the Bnei Shalom. Moshe says nothing will happen. B'seder, we'll go with a joyful heart. We're not going to worry about anything. Le'yachmad ish v'artzacha. Then Mr. Meshech Chochma in Pashas Kisisa brings Shal Chochom Echad is a Tashbats. I don't know the Chochom Echad, but it sounds like a goy. Shal Chochom is a Tashbats. Al Goydel HaPele. That's a grace of Pella that the whole nation will go up to Yerushalayim with Mekayim Oyla Regel, and they leave the whole place wide open, and anyone can come in and invade and take over. Goydel HaPele. Because come to this mitzvah Oyla Regel is mechayev more mesiras nefesh than any other mitzvah. Mitzvahs cost money. We know Pesach costs money. Lulav costs guns. Everything, whatever, kashrus costs. Everything costs. But the potential cost of being oyla l'regel outweighs all other mitzvahs. In the eyes of a person who's not a baal bitochen, he's running the risk in his eyes that he's going to lose his whole land. And they do it. This is the Chochom Echad was mispala. He was wondering, Pella, Klaus will do such a thing. So on the one hand, this mitzvah is mechayev more mesiras nefesh than any other mitzvah. Besides, what a person stands to lose. On the other hand, there's a legal loophole. There's a way to get out of the mitzvah, because mi she'ein lo karka is potter min alis regel. So what happens? So if someone will go into his bedroom, close the door, close the curtains, no one can hear him, and you'll say, I'm mafker all my karka. So good, you'll tell me, the Gemara says in the Dorim, you have to get mafker in front of three, but it's only bidrabbonon. In our Torah, if someone makes hefker, that's why it's his hefker. So go into his bedroom, no one will hear, close the curtains, close the door, make it soundproof, and you'll say, I'm being mafker my karka, it's possible I'm sereka. And he can walk around his property and finish. No one will dare to come in. He's there. So on the one hand, the mitzvah of Alirik is mechayev a tremendous mesiras nefesh. On the other hand, there's a legal loophole. Nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. He's mafki, he's kaka. He's done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Novos. But Klal Yisrael, or oil in the regal. What does that say about Klal Yisrael? Oisim Ritzoyno Shel Mokum. There's no tzivu. The Bershon doesn't say you can't be mafki your karka. You can be mafki your karka. Gesundheit. You want to? Fine. You've lost the opportunity of doing a mitzvah. Okay. Yeah. If you haven't got karka, you haven't got karka. So it says Oisim Ritzoyno Shel Mokum. Klal Yisrael want to be the Klal Yisrael Oyle Leregel. They want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ali Leregel. So the Osoin says to Bilam, Ato bo lakoir umma hachageges gimel regolim. You're coming to uproot, to try and uproot a nation who are chayge gimel regolim. Means you, Bilam, you're only interested in the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. Lo yuchal achar is pi Hashem. So you think you can overcome a nation who are chayge gimel regolim, who by their act demonstrate that they're rotzen to be mekayim ritzoyin shel mokum. They go beyond the letter of the law, the spirit of the law. They don't look for ways to make themselves potter. Is you've got no chance. That's what the those are the words which the Rebbeinu Shlom put into the mouth of the Osin. So mayofu pomayich banolim bas nadiv kamo noim psiyaseim shel Yisrael b'shar sh'olim neregel. What's so beautiful? It's so beautiful to see that Klal Yisrael are being oyla neregel. They're going to be oyla neregel. And they're mekayim ritzoyne shel mokum. They're not looking for ways out. Those are the gewaltige meile from Klal Yisrael. They don't look for ways out. They look to be mekayim ritzoyne shel mokum. So that's what the pasuk is telling. Ayofu pomayach benedolim bas nadiv. Where did this koyach come from? Bas nadiv. It comes from Avraham Avinu. Not Avraham Lofi Yitzchak, because Avraham was Ben Gimel, Avraham Sheker Ezboyer. No one told him, no one instructed him, no one taught him. Alein, Sukum, he himself came to the Hakara as the story of Rebbeinu Shem. Once he came to Hakara, he just loved Balabir, then the Bereshim spoke to him. But that Kayach, which is embedded in the DNA of Klal Yisrael, with their Rotson to be Mekayim Ritzoyno Shel Mokum, that comes from Avraham Avinu. Is Mayofu Pomayich by the Olim Bas Nadiv, as the pasuk says, the world continues. What's the Nadiv? Bitter Avrashu Tchila Legerim, because that's what Avraham Avinu demonstrated, and that's something which Klal Yisrael have always excelled in. I mean, Chazal, the Rishayim already say about when the Noshim make Pesach, or the Anoshim make the Kisol Kedoshim make Mekratz the Hidah, Mekratz the Hair, all that goes into making Pesach, that's a prime example of Eisim Ritzayin Hashemach, is beyond the letter of the law, or but the Rots of the Meshim, Tashmiz would get the Chometz out, you know, even if it means scrubbing the ceilings, or well, not they have to scrub the ceilings, but that's Eisim Ritzayin Hashemach, and that's the Mila which Klai Yisrael displayed by being Oyle Leregel. And that's why those are the words which the Rebbe Shlomo put in the mouth of the Osa in the Bilom will not be able to overcome the Klal Yisrael, because Bilom is Lo Yuchal Avar Es Pi Hashem. He's only interested in the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. But Klal Yisrael are Mekayim Ritzayim Shalmakim Bonim At Bizman Shatam Oithim Ritzayim Shalmakim Atam Kriyim Bonim Bizman Shein Atam Oithim Ritzayim Shalmakim. You only look to do the Tzivui. You only know what you have to do, that's all. That's an effort. Dosa Dishka Ben. The Bosh should help Taka. We should be Zeicha in the Schuss of the Mikhaim, Mitzvah Pesach. We haven't got Alila Regal, the Prophet Mitzvah Alila Regal, but the Bishchus, we show the Bosh of Eisen Ritzayna Shalmach, and the Bosh should be Mamala Arosan, and bring the Gula Shleim and Heir of Yomei.
Man, we had to try over here.